Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by LMCU. If you are new to the show or been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed to help break down some of banking's more complex and confusing questions. I'm your host, Brett, and I can't wait to dive into today's episode. Well, again, we are so excited for today's episode. We have Savannah back in the studio with us as well as we are super excited to have Anne Marie with us. And so we are going to dive right in. In fact, I'd love for Savannah just to kind of, for those that are tuning in or new, I know you've been on the show for a few times now, but if you don't mind just kind of sharing a little bit about what you do for the credit union.
Yeah, I'm Savannah Germscheid. I work within our community relations department. I'm our financial wellness manager, so lead our different financial education programs, which we'll kind of talk through as part of today's episode, but excited to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, anytime we're thinking about budgets and we're thinking about how to, you know, bridge that gap, you are such a great voice to bring some of the perspectives of the many tools that LMCU has. And again, we always like to say many free tools that we can really have our members use. Very, very free indeed. And then, so Anne-Marie, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about what you do, because it's a very fun job that you get to kind of help that a lot of members probably don't even realize that you get to be a part of that really touches their, you know, everyday experiences.
Sure. Well, I'm part of the somewhat newer team that we have here of member experience. And that is exactly what we are focused on, is the experience of our members. And so I'm really excited to be here today to talk about some of the new digital tools that we have for our members to really help with budgeting and goal setting and better managing their finances to make sure their money is working for them.
For sure. And, you know, we kind of teased on the last episode for those that are tuning in from last episode on just some really cool new features that LMCU is bringing into our digital banking kind of family. And really, I think helping leverage what we've been talking about for so much, really what this podcast has been for, which is just to kind of help all of our listeners and our members have better financial knowledge and again, a little more wisdom for their wallet, if you will, hence the name, right? But truly, these tools, I think, as we get into them today on the episode, I'm really excited for our members to be like, when can I use these? And spoiler alert, you may already be able to. So, but before we do that, let's dive in because Savannah, it's that mid-year time. Budgets are, you know, hopefully still working their way out, but you know, unfortunately, like anything, life can take a turn and you just have those moments where maybe you spend a little bit more than you expected, or it's time to maybe reevaluate. So I think for listeners to kind of understand, like, what's kind of the difference between that mid-year, you know, budget checkup versus that, you know, when we had you on last time talking about the new year and getting ready for those things?
Yeah, so I think right now is a great opportunity to just check in with where you're at, not just with your budget, but with any of your financial goals that you set at the beginning of the year, or even if that was just a few months ago. But great opportunity to, just check in. And I feel like a new year financial goal is maybe a little more aspirational, and now your goal can be a little bit more centered in reality. So, yeah. You have more information now than you did at the beginning of the year, and know what roadblocks you hit or challenges you faced. And maybe you're feeling super confident that, you know, your financial goals, you're working your way towards them, and maybe they need to be adjusted. I think now is just the perfect opportunity wherever you're at to check in, to use the information and knowledge you've gained the last few months to make a plan going forward.
For sure. And, you know, it's funny, I was listening back to that episode back in January, and it's exactly what we talked about. You get started, but there's always that point where you may have to change directions a little bit, or, you know, maybe your priorities and your goals are shifting, or, you know, hopefully there's the celebration of maybe you set a 6-month goal. Well, now it's time to reevaluate what's the remainder of the year, right? And, you know, I remember you kind of sharing that sometimes those goals being set are almost easier to achieve when you maybe are on the quarter or the half year. So again, setting that time aside to really dig in and look at where am I at and where do I want to go?
Yeah, exactly. And seeing what's realistic now for your situation. If you wanted to set aside a 3-month emergency savings, but you're like, yeah, based on what I can actually contribute right now, I'm a little closer to maybe just a month of emergency savings by the end of the year. Whatever that is, it's a great just opportunity to make the rest of the year realistic.
For sure, for sure. So I guess when we're kind of starting to evaluate our finances, I know there's a lot of great tools that we have in our kind of financial wellness side of LMCU. Could you share maybe a few of those that we have that might be able to help our listeners right now?
Yeah, so we have our Financial Wellness Center on lmcu.org, and we have a lot of great articles and tools and calculators, and any topic that you want to learn more about, you can find information there. So if you're wanting to get more secure with your finances, or maybe you want to safeguard against identity theft or scams, that's a great learning tool. And we also have member workshops. Well, actually, you don't even have to be a member to attend, but that's another thing that we launched just back in April. So every month we've got a financial wellness workshop. We host one in person in the Grand Rapids area, but then we also host a virtual one. So that's a great opportunity too to learn about whatever topic we're discussing that month, as well as just set aside an hour in your schedule to reflect on where you're at financially, where you want to be, and what it's going to take to get there.
So I love that you called out, and I want to kind of zoom in on that for just a second. You don't have to be a member to be able to take part in some of these seminars and in these workshops, if you will, which to me is such an amazing part about who we are. It's why I love being able to work here at LMCU, right? Is that we really put our money where our mouth is when we say that we really want to help people grow in their financial journey and be able to be better equipped to make good financial decisions. And so that shouldn't have to cost anything to anyone, you know? And so to me, that heart of how do we meet people right where they're at? And a big way is to make sure that they don't have to pay for some of these resources, right? So, you know, I know there's been a lot that we've been developing as far as how do we bring these tools, some of these budget calculators and these classes and seminars, and how do we put that right into the fingertips of our members, right? And so, Anne-Marie, I know your team has been working, I mean, unbelievably hard at bringing some really cool kind of tools to our fingertips, like we're talking about, that really takes, hey, here's some goal setting and budgeting, but then how do I bring that into my personal finances right now, and so that I can see practically and tangibly how my spending habits and how I'm utilizing my finances in a more complete place. So just a few weeks ago, we've launched live, and so really, really exciting, and we're hearing some great stuff, but congratulations to your team again on that. But could you share a little bit about what these tools can start to do tangibly right away for our members?
I would love to, Brett, because I am so excited to bring this to our members. So we now have Wallet Wisdom Insights right inside your mobile app and online banking, right at your fingertips. And the most useful thing about that is it is completely personalized to you. So you get to see exactly how your transactions and your banking activity of incoming and outgoing funds, exactly how that can be best leveraged for what your goals might be. You know, you were just talking about goals a moment ago, and Savannah made the really good point that like a mid-year check-in is a very good reality check. We went from our aspirational goals at the beginning of the year, and now we're looking at some good information on how spending is actually going.
Sure.
And maybe we've met some goals, maybe we need to readjust some goals. So right there in my mobile app, right in online banking, I am able to set a goal that is completely personal to me and what I am trying to accomplish with my money management.
Yeah.
So, and the great thing is you can set that at any time. So I could set a 6-month goal. I could set a quarterly goal because as we know, sometimes those smaller goals are a little bit easier to achieve. And then we can, you know, roll those into bigger, larger goals. So I can set that. Maybe it is that 1 month of emergency fund. Maybe I meet that goal and then I look at editing that goal and turning it into a 3-month emergency fund. Maybe I've got that secure now, big milestone met. I might look at my next goal. Perhaps I have a very audacious goal, and I want to start saving for that first-time home buying experience.
Sure.
So all of that can be done right at my fingertips, right inside mobile app, right inside online banking, and I can customize those as I need. And the other great thing is I can log in every single day if I want to and see how I'm doing towards my goal.
That's amazing, yeah. No, to be able to give that knowledge to all of us basically, and to have that level of insight and even control over where my spending is going, right? So I've been able to kind of go through, and already it's notified me, like, I'm paying for two subscriptions, which I'm sure, I don't know how many of you, I mean, leave a comment below, but let us know, like, how many times have you found like two subscriptions or more that you're like, how did I not know I was paying for these, right? And so to really be able to have my finances to be able to look at it from a more broader standpoint and to see how I'm doing on my goals. You know, Savannah, we talk about how important the goal setting process is, and taking that from paper and bringing that into these tools to bring that reality to life. I mean, that's one of the things I'm really excited for with these features, and really for our members to really jump into it.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said the subscription thing, because I have to tell you that has been a favorite among, we have a pilot group of employees that have been using this. I myself have been using it for a number of months now.
Yeah.
And it got me. I didn't realize, like, I'm paying that much for Audible. I didn't think I was at that subscription level. I'm really glad it let me know. We've had a few different anecdotes from our pilot group of exactly what you said. Yeah. I didn't realize I was paying for two of basically the same subscription.
Sure.
So bringing that to you know, my attention as a member, I'm in online banking doing what I'm normally doing, and then I noticed that. I can keep a better track of it. Right in front of me, every time I log in, I can see exactly what subscriptions I have each month, the total amount that I'm paying, because they can add up without you quite realizing that.
Absolutely.
So having that right in front of you is very helpful. In addition to that, the personalization aspect of this is also going to let me know if, hey, you've got two that are very similar. Maybe just take a look at this and confirm, do you really want both of these going forward? Or your Netflix subscription has gone up by, 15% this month.
Sure.
You don't usually pay that amount. Maybe take a look at that. And then the really new, really nice thing within this tool is if I do decide I don't need duplicative subscriptions, I can right within the tool, click a link and go to that vendor and cancel that subscription or alter that subscription.
Nope.
So it makes it very convenient for me.
Yeah.
And another reason I particularly like the subscription tracking that's going on in Wallet Wisdom Insights is it ties in nicely with some of the Financial Wellness Center tools.
Yeah.
There's a great calculator over there on literally calculating your subscriptions. And if I were to cancel that duplicative subscription, I can use the calculator on my Financial Wellness Center and look at what would investing that same amount that I just canceled that I was paying every month result for me 12 months from now, 5 years from now. So they pair together very nicely, and it's just that getting in front of you so you can see where your money is going and understand what else could I be doing with that particular amount. How much could I make that better work for me and my goals?
For sure. Well, I think in the past, it's a bit of a daunting task where you have to kind of go through your transactions and there's some tools, right? There's a lot of tools that are out there that you could utilize, but they're paid. And I think it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, Savannah. And I think it's an important note for all of those listening is these tools are free, built into being a member at LMCU and our digital banking, whether it's on desktop or it's on your mobile device, to have these kinds of features for free, I've already noticed, and I hate to admit it, but I spent a lot more on fast food than I realized. And so that's another thing that I love is that you can kind of start seeing your spending tracking and like, wow, first of all, that's not healthy. Secondly, I could probably cut back on that and maybe cook at home and bring my lunch some days, right? But all of it kind of points back to if you've got that financial goal that you're looking for, these tools are going to help you get to that point faster and a lot easier so that you can see everything right there in front of you. That alone, I think, is such a powerful component. It empowers us to really be truly in charge of our finances. So again, with these tools, I mean, really, it does, it brings that empowerment to each of us to really know where our finances are being spent and maybe how to better utilize them. So when we get into budgeting, right, I really, that seems to be a really effective way of being more, I guess, more knowledgeable when you're going to your budget tools to kind of fill that in because you have more accurate information. So I guess, how can it really start to affect our members when we're leveraging these tools for our budgeting?
Well, I can share a personal anecdote on how I'm using our current Wallet Wisdom Insights budget tool. Savannah talked about the value of that mid-year check-in.
Yeah.
So I've been using it for a couple of months right now as in our pilot group. And I've kind of gamified it a little bit for myself because I love a good challenge.
Sure.
And so I took a look at that. You know, I'm a big foodie. So the two categories that are really of interest to me are groceries and dining out. Mm-hmm. Groceries, because everybody is trying to figure out how they can save on the grocery portion of their budget these days. And then the other piece of that is the dining out, because you just mentioned about the fast food. It catches up to you. It's very easy to not realize how much you're spending in both of those categories. So I actually have gone into Wallet Wisdom Insights, and the great thing is, because it is a personalized tool, it calculates for me, based on my historical spending, what have I been spending on a monthly average in each of those categories. So I took a look at that, and I was a little bit taken aback by the dining out one. I really, being such a at-home cook, I really expected that number to be lower.
Sure.
So I set a personal challenge. I said, oh, I can beat that number. I can beat that number.
Yeah.
I set the budget of what it was telling me the average was. I went a little bit lower than that. And then I've been making a bit of a game of it. I'm logging in pretty regularly, practically every day for me. But at least weekly, I'm specifically looking over my budgets and where they're at. And the great thing about Wallet Wisdom Insights is it's telling me, you've spent 30% of your budget for the month in your dining category, or you're on track to be under budget, or hey, take a look at this, you're spending a little high over there. And the other great feature that it has is I can link external accounts. So I recently took a wonderful vacation a couple of months ago, and I had linked my Travel American Express card to my LMCU online banking, and it is pulling those transactions in, and it is doing the same analysis to categorize, was this a dining out purchase, or what budget category does this belong in?
Right.
And so I'm getting that full picture. It's not just what did I spend in dining with my LMCU debit card, but what have I spent in dining in full? And which was also a little alarming after a vacation.
You may not want to look at those numbers, right?
It was a little bit of a food tour. I had a good time. But that was very helpful to me. And again, that gamification, I am beating my number. I'm a little excited about that right
that's
now.
That's great.
But I can also adjust that. I did notice while I'm doing pretty good in my dining and grocery category, I had some higher spending. You know, gas is pricier right now. I had higher spending in transportation than I was anticipating. So it's good to see that whole picture across all of my accounts, as well as across my full budget, so that I'm understanding when I adjust here, it's helping me over here because I have maybe perhaps less control about that particular category of spending. So it's helping me make those decisions. Again, at midpoint, I'm looking at reality. This is my real data. I had goals at the beginning of the year. I'm adjusting them to fit my situation, to fit my new goals of things I want to accomplish by the end of the year. And it is so helpful to be able to do that with the level of personalization that I'm getting in Wallet Wisdom Insights so that I can make those decisions.
Well, and see, what's great about this is the more and more we dive into these features and you start to, hopefully those that are listening are realizing like just how feature rich these things are. In fact, as you were kind of talking about being able to link other external accounts, you know, maybe you bank at another place as well, or in moments. That's incredible. And so it's very reminiscent of a few popular tools that are no longer in market anymore. And we are bringing that into our own LMCU kind of toolbox, if you will. And so to be able to have that already right there in your banking account, all of your transactions are there. So leveraging that to be able to provide you with better insight and really knowledge into how that's going, I think, holy cow.
And the added benefit is it's all controlled by me. This is my account, my money, my decisions.
Yeah.
So I set a budget But I'm not restricted in my spending. It's not moving money on my behalf. I am making all of those decisions. It's simply an awareness tool so I can see how well I'm tracking to the goals I've set for myself.
Yeah, yeah. I love that you kind of reiterate that, because I think that in a day and age where there's a lot of uncertainty with technologies, to know how these tools work and to know that it's a tool that is really an aggregate to show you what you're spending is just such a powerful way. The power and the control is truly all within the user, which is, I mean, again, really, really cool.
It's really a tool, along with our Financial Wellness Center tools, to empower our members. We know they have goals. We are a partner in them achieving those goals, and this empowers them to do that better.
Absolutely. Now, I saw this little thing as I was going through these insights. Something about trivia? Did I see that right? So tell me more about trivia, because I'm a sucker for some trivia. And if it's about my own spending, this could be very eye-opening.
It's eye-opening and a little surprising. It is surprising for some folks. This was also very popular with our pilot group. It goes back to that gamification. Mm-hmm. It's fun to challenge yourself a little bit. We have a couple different quizzes that are in there right now. And it may be surprising to learn what your actual spending habits are. So there's a couple in there. It might just ask you like, hey, you know, do you happen to know what category you spend the most in? And maybe you do and maybe you don't. And then do you happen to know how much you spent in that category on average? And maybe you do and maybe you don't.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, in a very non-judgmental way, it kind of shepherds you through that awareness.
Yeah.
And then offers some tools at the end. You know, for example, maybe you want to learn a little more about this area to raise some awareness. And then again, in our Financial Wellness Center, there are, you know, much deeper dives on pieces of content to help you better learn about that.
Sure.
So if you were far off the mark in that quiz and you learned a little something about yourself, we have tools to make sure you ace it the next time.
I love that. Well, and I think, again, for those that are listening and maybe our members as well and have worked with some of our tools in the past, you know, Savannah, hearing how these two tools really coincide, they really bring together a more complete kind of puzzle, if you will, of how you can, you know, learn and grow, but also then apply that and actually utilize that within your own accounts. You know, again, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
It really is. And to be able to, like you said, take an hour and be able to sit down and go through this, I think you're right. It's at first when you said that, I'm like, for me, I mean, that's like 5 hours because I'm going through and weeding through everything, right? But now I think you're absolutely right. An hour is all you probably need to be able to sit down with the tools with Wallet Wisdom Insights and with some of our budgeting tools within Wallet Wisdom itself to be able to really marry these two and to be able to do that very quickly and set more accurate goals. Because again, I know I could say, hey, I would love to spend X amount or less, you know, or save X amount as well. But realistically, things happen. Gas is higher than it has been, you know, historically. So these are things out of our control, our grocery bills and things like that. So when things are a little tight, it's even better to know where every dollar is going.
You know? And where you can save.
Absolutely.
Not just retrospective of where did it go, but where's my opportunity for better savings? Where can I shave a little bit off of this category or that category?
Yeah.
Or if I do have that little bit of savings, how do I best utilize that? How do I make that work best for me?
Yeah.
So it's both, that look back, but also that proactive, here's how I better use my money.
And again, I still am like processing how great it is that you can link other accounts.
People try all kinds of things to best manage their budget. So being able to aggregate those tools in that view is a real advantage.
And we know that not everybody is going to use our accounts exclusive. We would love that. We've got all the great products, but you know, you might have, like you said, an American Express, or you might
LMCU.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, bringing those all together, I think is just a great snapshot, a nice snapshot into all of that. So as we're wrapping up, you know, I just would love to ask both of you the same question. You know, what can our listeners and our members start doing right now to utilize these tools and to really see their finances start to really take control of their finances, I should say. So Savannah, I'll go with you first.
Yeah. Yeah, so one of the things that I've kind of thought about in our conversation today is how at LMCU we frame financial wellness as kind of three different, I don't want to say categories, but there's different dimensions of financial wellness. And so one is knowledge. So are you learning about how to create a budget? You can't create a budget if you don't have any framework for that. But then the next one is really numbers and action. So are you putting that into practice? So I think Wallet Wisdom Insights is just a wonderful tool. We've got our Financial Wellness Center. We've got our member workshops. Or non-member workshops. We've got our financial wellness workshops for you to learn more about your finances. We've got Wallet Wisdom Insights to support you in taking that action. And the third thing is just we want you to feel good about your money. And so I think the intentionality that can come with using some of these tools and taking even just a couple minutes out of your day to log in and look at Wallet Wisdom Insights, see where you're at as far as your budgets and your goals, things like that are just a really good confidence booster to know, okay, I'm taking the next right step, or to take a moment to reflect and say, okay, what can I do a little bit different to start achieving those goals? Because setting those realistic and achievable goals is really going to help you feel better about your money and where it's going. Make it feel more intentional instead of your money just going wherever it's going. You're making a plan for your money.
That's right. I love that. That's awesome. Same for you, Anne-Marie. You know, what are you most excited for, you know, our listeners and our members to be able to utilize with these tools?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I would say make sure that you have updated your LMCU app so that you are getting this fantastic new tool of Wallet Wisdom Insights. And then just be sure to log in. It is created to be so personalized to your specific situation with what you're seeing in your own account and to be very intuitive, so that just update the app, log in regularly, and very quickly you are going to be a pro at this.
Yeah.
and there's continued learning because it's refreshed content all the time. Constant new stuff as you're progressing in your journey to better manage your finances. And again, it's so personalized to you that really all you have to do is make sure it's in front of you. Once you start that awareness, there's really no limit to where you can go with your learning as long as you're actually seeing what's happening with your money. So make sure you update the app and be sure to log in regularly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So yeah, if you're listening and you're a member and you're like, well, I haven't seen those insights, that would be why. So make sure you do check that mobile app and do make sure that that is updated. And then again, lastly, if you have any questions beyond this, you know, obviously we want to continue to bring convenience, and a lot of times that's through digital means. But if you ever have questions, you can always reach out to LMCU. You can reach out to our call center or stop into one of our many branches throughout Michigan and Florida, because we also have incredible staff that would love to help you maybe answer a question on how to get it to work. Or maybe there's another tool that you're looking for. We'd love to be able to help with that. So we're always there for you in multiple ways, whether it's in digital technology, it's in person, you know.
And on that feedback note, I would also just add, within Wallet Wisdom Insights, the members can and are very encouraged to leave feedback. Right. When you're looking at a particular insight, it asks you at the bottom, what do you think of it? It gives you a thumbs up, thumbs down option. And then you can also type in your specific feedback of what you thought of that insight. And I strongly encourage all of our members to do that. This was built for them. We are continually optimizing it for them to give you the best experience. So please don't be shy about sharing that feedback.
I love that. Yeah. Knowledge, again, if we talk about our insights, knowledge is power for our members, but it's also the same for us. So that feedback really helps give us a better scope into how we can keep, you know, moving the needle and keep leveraging those tools to help you. So, honestly, thank you both for being on today. I hope that, you know, our listeners are excited for these tools. I know I am. I know already getting into using these tools, they've already shown me some really important, you know, awareness into my finances. So I got to make some phone calls after this podcast, cancel a couple of accounts. But again, I love that you can just click into that. If you see a duplicate, you can click in and go directly in there and start that process to even cancel. Again, making it easy for everyone. So thank you both for being on today's episode.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation as much as I did.
If you've got questions or ideas for future podcast episodes, be sure to drop them in the comments below. Also, if you haven't already, consider subscribing and ringing that bell to stay up to date on future episodes on YouTube. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.